Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
What's poppin', congregation? It's your girl, Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess, and we're here for another installment of Scam Goddess. And like I say every week, say it with me, guys. I'm very excited for this guest. And I'm very excited for this episode. Y'all have been asking and harassing me for this episode. I think you're really gonna love it. I've gotten an expert, a queen, someone who has been writing some of my favorite articles about I May Destroy You. She writes for Vulture. She writes for, wait. Ashley Wright, what other publications do you write for? Because I know you write for more than that.
Oh, yeah. The Guardian, Elle, the AV Club. That's my home base that I love for forever. They gave me my start. Vice, I've done some stuff. Bitch Media, always love them. Just all over pop culture. Got some exciting print pieces that'll be out soon. So, yeah.
Yes. And if, guys, if you aren't, I normally don't plug up top, but if you're not following Ashley Wright on Twitter, like, baby, what is you doing? Baby, what is you doing? Ashley Wright on Twitter, she's so fucking phenomenal. I met her on Twitter. Yes. And I started following her work. I love your articles about I May Destroy You. I read them every single week. I was telling you before we got on the, before we start recording, every week after the show, me and my homeboy be like, hold on, where the Ashley article though? And I love love your little like favorite facts at the end, like these are the things that I really liked, and you know, to be like, oh, this sweater or whatever, like it's everything. You're everything.
Thank you. Yeah, I love getting into the details and the nitty gritty, and I guess that's why I'm excited to be here to talk Sean King, because they're
yes.
So many nitty-gritty details with Sean.
You said it. This episode is about Sean King, y'all. And that's Historic Hoodwinks. So we'll get into that a little bit in the middle. Okay, calm down, y'all. Stop yelling at the radio. but I'm so excited. Well, wait, what's your relationship with scams? Like, have you ever been scammed?
Yeah. You know, I will say I've run some scams.
Okay, yes!
I have run some scams. Fresh out of college, my first job in Chicago, I worked at American Apparel, and I would like learn different ways to like scam really expensive merchandise, because I think it's okay to steal from Dov Charney, who owned it at the time. It's okay to steal from American Apparel.
He was a nasty man.
So mm-hmm. I would like, they gave you an allowance to buy clothes, because when you work there you have to wear like head to toe American Apparel, and like I was always like, this is a BS allowance, how are you gonna give me money to buy your own clothes? So I would just like forego the allowance, and instead of like actually reusing it to buy the clothes, I would just like pocket it kind of on the side, or like give it to people and buy the clothes for them and then sell it off to get the money. So.
Yes. And I also have to point out that Ashley is a hottie. You can't work at American Apparel without being a hottie. That's like one of their rules from that creepy man.
That is one of their rules. I will say that they also have a rule that if you are a certain weight, you work back stock. And that is what I did. So,
no!
Yeah, I was a little thick girl in the back.
And that's then, like, crazy.
They have so many strict rules about like who can work the floor. Like, who can work where? And it just, like, working there, you get so angry about it because you see these, like, tall model-esque bitches who get to, like, work sales and get sales comp. And then I was the girl who was, like, dealing with returns and, like, worked in this damp basement in the Chicago, like, the Chicago location where, like, the rich people would go. And I would just be, like, sorting the same tights into like plastic bins.
Damn, that's really disappointing to me because I was an American Apparel thought. I still got some of the old American Apparel thought clothes, and I can't believe they was gonna put my thick ass in the back. I would have been, they'd be like, get to the back, thickums.
Yeah, that is, it's like, I don't want to say it was kind of like a black people to the back, but it was like a chubby girls to the back type of situation that inspired me. It feels that way.
As you should have. That's called reparations. They was trying to play with you. And I don't appreciate
like every
that.
Piece of American Apparel I still have, I stole when I worked there. So I'm proud of that.
I'm proud of you.
That's like, you know, I think, have I been scammed? Yes. One, there was this girl who like was telling me she made like custom, you know, like the jersey Beyonce wears in the Feeling Myself video, that like onesie. Mm-hmm.
It's
so cute. And I wanted one, but I wanted it for the Boston Celtics. For reasons I would rather not get into. And I like hit her up. She was like, I made the one for Beyonce. Like, you can hit me up. And I like was like, oh my God, you made, she sent me pictures. I was like, oh my God. And all I had was like a Gmail and like some Instagram where this person was like, I made the bodysuit for Beyonce. And I was like, okay. And she was like, yeah, I could do a Boston Celtics one for you. No problem. What number, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, girl, I got this. I was even going to make a custom Celtics jersey because I wanted a specific name. Again, we don't need to get into those details, but
I want to know who this name is. Who are you obsessed with at the Celtics?
It was more just being obsessed with a person from Boston, you know, just Boston boys. It's a disgusting habit that
Boston.
I
can't even say it.
Boston. I used to be so good at it. And like, she was like, yeah, I got you, girl. I got this. All you got to do is send a deposit of like $150. And then, you know, I'll send you pics when it's done. And I sent her like $150, and it's been like 3 years. I never heard another word from her. She like blocked me on Cash App, blocked my Gmail.
Damn.
I was like, none of this was real. She was never going to make me a Celtics bodysuit.
What a specific con. I feel bad that you got scammed, but I'm also like, damn, sis, so one, you were like, I made Beyonce's bodysuit. Excellent. Yeah. You're going to get the girls. I am the girls. I am
it's
girls.
So
you
smart.
Are girls.
And it's like, I should have stopped and thought for a moment, like, did Beyonce really get her bodysuit from this Instagram person who has like 3,000 followers and like 5 pictures?
She might have, though. Beyonce is somebody who looks at TV and the internet and is like, those. Like, yeah. she she's at the store. She's like, get me those. Like, I remember like, those little dancing twins. She saw them on YouTube and she said, bring me those.
Bring me those. Yeah. So I can see it. I was like, this girl is like a self-made designer, and Beyonce just saw her and was like, yes, you're going to make my bodysuit. But no, I just got played. She took my money. Yeah. She did actually, like, just this year, she opened like a legit business. And she hit me up and was like, I know I never sent you that stuff, but if you want to pick something from my store now, I'll give you a big discount.
What? Okay, come on now, Ashley. She might have been a scammer, but maybe, you know, disproportionately, it's harder for black folks to open businesses.
That's true.
It's harder for us to get loans. She had to rob some people so she could establish
a
legitimate
get
business.
There. And now she doesn't even make the bodysuits, though. She just makes, like, purses and stuff. And I'm like, you could just... I don't even like the Celtics anymore. I'm not allowed to even go to Boston anymore, I'm pretty sure. So like,
hey, she could be the next Telfar. You might have the end to the next big black bag. Okay, I will hold on to that. I will hold on to her.
I'm gonna keep her little discount code.
Right, and I don't think that you. I don't think this scam is on you at all, because I have bought stuff from Instagram that was legit. I remember in my real thotty phase, which I'm trying to like, I'm like, Lacey, don't buy no more shirts that are cropped. Because you know how many crop tops I own? Like maybe 30, 40. I'm
I just bought
kidding.
The WAP Cardi B crop top today. Like, no, embrace the crop top. It's beautiful. It's amazing.
I can't stop. And I'm like, but sometimes I need a whole shirt. And I go in my house and I'm like, I don't got no whole shirts in here. Every shirt is 3/4. Like, I'm spending so much money on half a shirt. So I was like, I gotta grow up a little bit. I gotta buy some shirts.
I mean, I wear crop tops to work, like, and I work in like corporate office, whatever. And I have coworkers who are just like, just because you wear a blazer over a crop top does not make it appropriate. So maybe you're right.
I think it does. I mean, let's just revolutionize how we go to work. You know what I mean?
Let's just rethink the crop top and its many uses.
Right. Am I getting everything done? Am I half a shirt? Absolutely. So why are you concerned?
Yeah.
No, so, but I did do that. I went on an Instagram boutique and I saw this girl in this kind of like lace dress that was kind of see-through. I'll post it for y'all when I post this episode. And I saw her in this dress and I was like, oh, I want that dress. And I found out it was custom made from this girl up in Spanish Harlem. Well, by girl, I mean like a 60-year-old woman. So I hit her up and I actually went to her apartment in Spanish Harlem. She fitted me. She made the dress. The dress was like $150 for a custom made beautiful dress that I wore so many times. I wore that bitch till it broke. So so sometimes Instagram be real. So
sometimes
you're not
it's
wrong.
Real. Yeah, I've gotten some good stuff from like real artists and it's just like, thank you. This is custom. You get good deals. But no, sometimes people are just lying on Beyonce's name.
Right. But she was starting her business. Okay. I would love to know her business though. Do you have her Instagram? I want to promote her business. No, nah, we don't got to do that because she was robbing people. I can't send people to somebody who was robbing folks.
Yeah. It's a 50-50 chance. Check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, let me see it. But yeah, I can't.
No, I bet, yeah, the purses I bet are easier to make than a bodysuit. Like you just take a little, she's still doing the like basketball like jerseys into bags. So it's like, it's probably easier to show the bottom of that. Like I feel like she can get that out to people.
Maybe she did try to make your body suit. She was like, this is too hard.
She never even asked me my measurements. I was just she never even said like, honey, get a tape measure out. Like she was never even like, how tall are you?
She was like, no, I saw your pictures. I got it. I'm gonna make your body suit.
Don't worry, girl.
Oh, Lord. Okay, see, so I understand. Well, let's get into our first segment here. What is Hot in Fraud? So, guys, as always, Hot in Fraud is where I either get a letter from you guys, email us at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com, snitch on your friends and family. Just make sure that the scam is retired. We don't want to fuck up your bag. And today, give me a name, Ashley. I need a name for this person. Gender doesn't matter.
Let's go with Eugene.
Eugene. Ooh, Eugene. Okay, and Eugene is black. That's what I'm seeing from this Gmail photo. So, and I love how y'all be...
Actually, let's make it Ernest, then.
Ernest. Ooh, I like that. Yeah. Ernest for a scam. So Ernest says, hi, Scam got his team. Oh, team. You think I got a team? Yeah, sure. I sure do. Love the show. And I'm bad at running scams, but I love this one. When I lived in Pittsburgh. Oh, I used to live in Pittsburgh. I went to college there. Shout out to Pitt, where I learned how to scam. My husband and I always used to pass by this shady Burger King with an old sign and a drive-through tunnel that looked like it might collapse on your car. Turns out this Burger King lost its franchise but kept the sign up and kept serving burgers. And nobody figured it out until they started serving everything from plain bags and cups and they ran out of uniforms. It reminded me of McDowell's from Coming to America. I love this.
That's an amazing scam.
Because, like, franchises, if you lose your franchise, but you still got a building, you still got a sign, what, Mr. Burger King go come down and take your sign?
Right? What are they going to do? Like, people still want to eat. Like, they still come in for food. You know what you're doing. You have the ovens, the grills.
Right. People still want to have it their way.
Yeah. And it's like, who is really the victim? It's always okay to scam corporations.
Right, because they're terrible. Look, for a corporation to be a corporation, for a billionaire to become a billionaire, you have to kill people. Like, look into any billionaire, you will find somebody who died. Like, it's a part of it. So we don't care about scamming Burger King. You know what I mean? Have it your way.
Have it your
scam it your way.
And you know what? I bet they had some good improvements on the Burger King menu. I don't think Burger King always gets it right. I would love to see what they want to do.
Right. I bet you they're putting Larry's in those patties.
Oh, that would be amazing. Yeah. Oh, that was like the Whopper. That sounds really good.
What are they calling the Whopper? They calling it the Whopper? What's the bootleg Whopper name? I don't know.
I want to know. This is a Whooper. Like,
oh, we don't have the Whopper. We got the Hoo-wee. You want that? That's what we sell it.
You know what? I kind of do. They've sold me.
It sounds delicious. They said the food was in brown paper bags. The fries were in a Dixie cup. Wait.
Oh. That's kind of cute branding right there.
It is. It's like kind of like a little picnic or what?
Yeah, that's a little cute. Like a Dixie cup with that little design on the side. That's kind of art.
I'm not
that's
mad
artistic.
At it. But I am concerned because I feel like if I went to Burger King and then they handed me a brown paper bag and fries in a Dixie cup, I would be a little concerned.
Yeah. then I may have some branding,
but I would be like, okay.
I might, in that case, have some questions along the lines of, how sanitary is this?
Right.
Did you follow some official guidelines? But I don't know if you're going to McDonald's or Burger King, like how much do you really care about the cleanliness and health at the end of the day?
Right. I mean, look, germs make you strong. Okay, exactly. I feel like you can't say that after this pandemic, though.
I feel like the Dixie cup, I feel like, you know, they're probably sitting out just gathering dust on top. I think that adds some flavoring, probably. You know, that does, makes it better. That's how you get that home style.
Yeah, when you go to college, every university has that real nasty place that you feel like, I could get shot in here. You know what I mean? The floors are sticky, but the food is good, especially when you're intoxicated at 2 a.m. and it's the only thing open. Exactly. You know, suddenly it's delicious, but you know, yeah, it's nasty in there. You know, everybody's scratching their booty hole before they flip the burger. You
this
know,
this doesn't sound like a scam. This sounds like a man serving a community, and really picking up on the failures of corporate America to keep burgers and fries in his home.
Right. And I'm not mad. So somebody said customers complain that the food has tasted different. Okay. Okay. People got on Reddit and started posting questions about the restaurant. No, y'all don't got a Reddit for this specific fake Burger King. I hate Reddit.
I hate Reddit. Come on. Y'all are going to snitch on Reddit. Y'all are making Reddit tag like threads and pulling receipts. Right. To get this come on.
Let this fake Burger King exist. You know it's fake. Keep going there. It says that an artist went in the restaurant to get answers from management. Oh, artist is a person. Artist and her photographer were asked to leave by a security guard. Okay, well, they must be making a good enough amount of money if they can pay a security guard.
Right. Like, so, okay. Is there like some special recipe? Are they just holding the piece? Like,
well, Ernest sent me an article too, which I appreciate you, Ernest, because this is really, you really came through with the receipts.
Yes, okay, I'm so happy somebody we're named the
yeah, so somebody named Artist in the article is talking about that they said that an assistant manager explained to them that they're in the process of transitioning to a new business called Southside Burgers, and it's even on the receipts. So they still call Burger King, and the sign says Burger King, but they said we finna be Southside Burgers.
That's branding, baby.
Right now we in limbo. I love it. Man.
They don't need a PR team. They have this figured out. Like, Southside Burgers, put it in parentheses, still Burger King. I'll buy a shirt.
Right. This is Burger Kang. K-A-N-G.
And the king, always gonna be the king.
Oh, I love it. This burger royalty, honey. Love it. So, guys, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements, and we will be right back with Historic Hoodwinks. Scams!
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined somebody might try to actually snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly, Pepsi owed him a jet. Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green, and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream, and I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like white cream, are you kidding me? It's giving Rish, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess.
Cunt! And we are back. And guys, you know what time it is, right? You know what time it is, yes? This is Historic Hoodwinks. This is when I will regale Ashley with a famous con caper, or we'll talk about a famous con artiste, honey, and we'll get her opinions all throughout. You guys have been messaging me, tweeting me, DMing me about this man for so long. Maybe some of you guys know, maybe some of you don't, but today's episode is about Talcum X, Martin Luther Scheme, Thurgood Marshall, Pale Revere, Tupac Sugar, Alexander Scammerton, Shaka Khan, Snow J. Simpson, W.E.B. DeFraud, Hulis P. Newton, Crooker T. Washington, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Lames Baldwin, Chalkus Garvey, King.
Let me get my favorite in there, Fannie Mae Scammer.
Yes! I'm glad I didn't have that one. I'm glad that we just tacked that one on, and that's perfect. Oh, guys, we're talking about Sean King. Now, look, Sean King is very litigious. He likes to come after the girls, especially the black ones.
So we're going to start
this episode. Let me get in my Cochrane bag. Let me put the glove on. The sources for this episode are BuzzFeed News by Darren Sands, Vox, Sean King Controversy Explained by German Lopez, The Daily Beast, Sean King Keeps Raising Money and Questions It Rise About Where It Goes, that's by Kaylee Holloway. We have some screenshots and tweets from Hannah Criley, On It My Mother-in-Law, On It My Mother-in-Law at Twitter, and Angry Black Lady on Twitter if you want to follow up with some of these things. Also, D-Ray McKesson, which we ain't gonna get into him, he had an On Sean King Medium article. We'll take some quotes from him. However, those are allegedly quotes, okay?
Very important with Sean.
Allegedly Sean, okay? So Sean King, his name is Jeffrey Sean King, which, you know, a scammer. You gotta have a fake name.
They always change their names up, yep.
Right. So Jeffrey Sean King is
Sean is also way
writer.
Blacker than Jeff.
Exactly, and he knew that.
He knew that we would be like, Jeffrey, come on, Jeffrey. You ain't, right. You, come on. But Sean,
and now look. Yeah, Sean sound like, oh, okay, Sean. Like, we know a lot of like Sean's. Sean, everybody.
Sean's a light-skinned Sean, too. So, yeah.
You do. And so that's very credible. We won't get into this too much, but since you kind of alluded to it, Sean King has two white parents on his birth certificate. However, he claims that his mother was getting around in the marriage and that his father is actually a black man. Therefore, he is a black man.
Yes, a black man who he has never met, but who his mother called him is his father.
Yes. And even the way that he divulged that he was black was not very black, because you're not going to catch me out here talking about my mom's box, okay?
Yeah, it was all over the internet. Like, he was like, let me address the haters by just putting all of my mom's personal information on the internet. Just told everybody his mama was a hoe so that he could get the black credit.
Like, not only is that a white thing, it's a peak white thing. Like, that's very Eminem behavior. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
That's just Eminem being like, and fuck you, mom, for doing blah, 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 blah. And get this. And, you know, and just being like, it's her fault. I never knew my daddy anyway. And it's just like, no, Sean, you need to work this out in therapy, not out here.
Not on the internet. He's like, my mom's a skank. She's a skank whore. Like, no, that's not how we act in the black community.
No.
Even if your mama was slanging this pussy on 3rd Street, you ain't gonna tell nobody.
Doesn't matter.
You're like, my mom's an entrepreneur. The fuck?
Yeah. Even you and all your brothers and sisters got different dads. It doesn't matter. We a family. We all siblings. I don't even know what a half sibling is.
Right. I don't say half sibling. I don't say step sibling. It's just, that's my sister. And there will be no questions. So, Sean, that's your first fuck up where we like, black, you say? Also, you were raised by 2 white people. Now, that's not to say that black folks can't be raised by white people. It's called adoption and other things. But, you know, Sean, we don't, Jeffrey, we have questions. So, Jeffrey Sean King is an American writer, civil rights activist, and founder of several organizations. King has become well known for using social media to promote social justice causes, many of which have gone viral and raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. Lately, there's been speculation about the legitimacy of these organizations and the outcome of the organizing. So,
a lot of questions. I don't even know if you can say lately, like over the last. Since what, 2013? Almost the near last decade?
Yeah, about 6-7 years.
There have been some questions.
Yeah, it definitely started with like, Then it was like, huh? Now it's like, what?
Yeah, now it's like, who is his publicist that he just is able to like so differentiate these audiences where like middle-aged white people are just like, this man can do no wrong. He is the new Michael, like, he is the new everything, like.
Well, he's, you know, very, very light-skinned, white, but you know, we can't say he's white for sure. A man who he don't know is his daddy, and he black, but from what he appears to be, he got the black fishing haircut, the low fade, and the little Negro. Yeah.
He looks like one of those white guys who does everything he can to not look white. Like, if he let his hair grow out, I think we'd be like, this, you're not selling this charade.
Right. He's giving me very John B. vibes, you know, like, don't listen to what, and then you see him and you're like, you are just John B., a white man? Okay.
What? You're a white man. Yeah, I want to see the hair grow out, Sean. Let us see the hair.
What's that quarantine look like?
That little thing on your face. Like, he does that little black man, like, thing with his facial hair to, like, make it look like.
He put Beijing in it and everything, child. I want to see. You know, he must be in the quarantine, just like with the scissors, just cutting every single day.
No!
He's like, no, it's growing out. They're gonna figure it out.
It's straight. They're gonna know.
So, you know, we're gonna start with Pastor King, because I know you know, but Sean King, he was a pastor for a moment, and when we go through the career of this man, this is how I really was like, this man allegedly, to me, my own opinion, is a scammer. This is just a lot of scammer professions in a row.
Just scammer. Like, he, you know, he did go to a historic black university, which, looking the way he does, feels like a bit of a scam.
On a scholarship.
On a scholarship.
That they said was not just for black people. They said it was for everybody.
Right. It was for everybody, so he got an for everybody scholarship to go to a HBCU, which is like great scam. Then he goes to Atlanta, becomes a pastor. Atlanta pastor, that is just a scam factory. That's the only reason. Right. Come on, like, that's why you.
And
do
listen,
it.
Do I love a scamming ass Atlanta pastor? Absolutely. Yes. Look, I will go to a church that robs me as long as I get my feel goods. Okay.
Yeah. And so that's the thing I think with Sean King's scams is that. It would be fine if he was successful in these scams or saw them through to the end. But it's that Sean King can't even dedicate himself to his own scams. When he went to become a pastor, he tried to scam his own congregation and the role of being a pastor. You know how most people like church because you go every Sunday?
You're getting to it. He started parsing it out.
He was kind of blowing up around the time. He was getting a more national profile, getting more interview requests. He was a little like, I don't have time for this little congregation anymore. How do you guys feel about having church like once a month? Like, how about we meet up once a month? We have like a big thing. And then we can have like little meetings throughout the month where we talk about like, you know, politics maybe or different stuff. And he was like, this is revolutionary. My church is going to be the first church to do this. We're going to like, you know, change everything. And a few months into it, the congregation was like, no, see, the thing we like about church is having
every
church
Sunday. And, you know, we like to talk about God.
Yeah. And having a pastor who wants to be here.
Be here and pastor and lead, you know, as pastors do. Yeah. You're right. You hit the nail on the head. It is like, and also I didn't say this before, but Ashley is specifically on this episode because she is an expert on Sean King. I watched her 35-minute is it still up on Patreon?
It is. A little bit into how I became a Sean King expert is, you know, I think everybody knows this is nothing new. Everybody, black women, activists have been saying for so long, don't trust Sean King, don't trust Sean King. Mm-hmm. But there's this divide between like people my age who are on Twitter who know this and people like my aunt and people on Instagram who are still like, no, he's the good guy who like works with people and helped all these people. And, you know, he shares good GoFundMes. It's great. And so I got tired of seeing my white friend share Sean King on Instagram, and I made a post that was just like, stop sharing him. He's a scammer. If you don't know this, you just don't know any black people at this point. And for some reason, that post blew up. It was my first viral post on Instagram, which I don't recommend. I don't recommend going viral on Instagram. It's like going viral in a Joann's Fabric. It's like, just the worst kind of people are gonna like find you. And so my DMs were just bombarded with like, middle-aged moms and like white women who get all of their news from like just MSNBC, just being like, what do you mean Sean King is a scammer? How can you say this? My dear Sean King. One woman told me Amanda Seals has never said Sean King is a scammer.
If Amanda Seals hasn't said it, then is Amanda, it real?
Like Amanda Seals is my black woman, and she has not, which was actually funny because Amanda Seals has said that Sean King is a scammer.
Right. Amanda Seals is not shy.
Yeah. Amanda Seals, she'll call it out. So I just had so many people being like, show your receipts then. Like, how dare you defile this man? So prove it. And I got so frustrated. I said, I'm just going to make a PowerPoint. I'm going to put it all out there, lay out all of the facts. I'm going to do a comedy show and just show people. It was supposed to be 20 minutes and ended up being 35 because that's how many scams Sean King has. That's how long it takes to get into him. And I put together this 35-minute thing, put it on Patreon. You can still see it. All donations go to the Louisville Community Bail Fund still. I laid it all out because people, the way that Sean King is able to still be a scammer is that he hides in details and he partners with really legitimate people to seem legitimate. So you really have to dig into the details of Sean King to see the fullness of the scam and appreciate the crazy beauty of this just historic scammer.
Well, he gives me Caroline Calloway vibes, which I got into a big Twitter fight with her. She kind of came for me in this very victim-y white woman way of like, look at these brown girls, Jamil and Lacey being so mean to me.
She did the same thing to me. Oh my God.
She's like, oh my God, these brown girls are attacking me. Guys, save me. You know, and then she fainted.
She did the like white girl tears, you know.
Right. Which those tears if I was a white woman, and I know white women listen to this show, shout out to y'all. Hey girls. As a scammer, I'ma use them white
them tears.
I would be crying over everything.
Yeah.
And I would be getting my way. So I understand. But y'all don't use it for racism. Don't use it for
please
evil.
Don't
use
do
it
that.
To scam corporations. Go into Walmart and cry about how you need to return a TV you never bought.
Yeah.
They'll give you it. They'll give you the money.
And they'll give it
give it to me. They'll just send the security guard to beat my ass, but they'll give you the money, okay?
You'll get the money, like, probably, like, they'll have somebody escort you to your car, make sure you're good.
So, look, I'm not saying that don't use your white woman tears. I love a scam. Use them, but don't use them for evil, okay? Don't use them for evil. And I think that a lot of what Caroline Calloway has done has been like, oops, I didn't know how to do this, so I took all y'all's money and y'all not getting it back, but I didn't know.
It's so hard to write books and work and do things that I said I would finish and do.
It's hard, y'all. Did y'all know it's like when you write a book, you got to actually like write it. Like you got to put words on the page. Did y'all know that? I did not.
Did you also, did you know you can't just like hire your best friend to do this and pay her with Adderall?
People don't want to be paid in Adderall.
Shocking. My whole white life, I thought people could be paid in Adderall.
Same. And that's how Sean is. Sean spends a lot of time, and you'll see it, that theme come up again, of being like, I was really ambitious and I thought that I could do this, but I couldn't. Kings and queens, I'm definitely black. You know, like, that's a recurring theme.
That's always his excuse, is like, he's always like, look. And his latest failure, the North Star, he was like, look, I had an amazing team behind me that said, Sean, you're trying to do too much.
And we'll get into that.
We'll get into it.
So when he does this church, right? This church happens like 2 years. He's like kind of doing this church. And amid financial stress and some of the same questions that would later dodge his career, which are basically like, where is the money that you raise going?
Yeah.
Why are you not fulfilling your promise?
If you're only going to church like once a week, you're still sending these regular donations. He's barely ever in town. What are you paying for?
Exactly. Not Jesus. So he steps down from the church. And when he stepped down from the church, he says, I'm deeply uncomfortable and bothered by every failure I've had. And he says this in an hour-long interview on BuzzFeed News. He says, I hate failure. When I seek to start something, I aim to succeed, kings and queens. I'm in the kings and queens. But he says, but I always try stuff that I know may very well fail. Our goal with Courageous Church, the church is called Courageous Church. See, this Sean told y'all this was going to fail.
Scamming, that's a scam.
He said courageous. He didn't say successful.
He should have just named it like the audacity of this church.
Audacity Antioch Church. Courageous Church was not going to last, y'all. Y'all should have known that. He said, our goal with Courageous Church was to do something we hadn't seen done before. Okay.
Yeah, lazy church. Nobody had ever done that before. Nobody ever said church, but one time.
Maybe church. Like, you know, like whenever I feel like it, maybe we have church. Nobody had done that before. Like, Sean, Chad, what are you talking about? So let's get into the first organization we're going to touch on outside of his church. Justice Together. So Justice Together happened from 2014 to 2015. Sean actually invited D-Ray McKesson to be a board member of Justice Together. Now, y'all know D-Ray. He the one who won't quit wearing that vest, child. Yeah. And also, I have to say this before we continue. I was conflicted doing this episode because Black activism is something that I'm very passionate about. It's something that I participate in. And I was like, I don't want to tear down people who are, at the end of the day, supporting a movement that needs support. Unfortunately, white people like to listen to people who look like them. They've never been comfortable listening to Black women unless it's like, you know, Oprah or someone they feel like is giving them a mammy vibe that they can use for their own self-esteem. And so it's hard for me to pick apart, you know, social justice leaders because I like what they're doing. However, Sean has done enough harm, and I don't even like saying harm like that because I don't like using woke terms to be like, it just annoys
me. But in this case, with Sean King, he has done real harm. And it's, you know, a lot of people think, oh, what, you think he may go fake GoFundMes and stole money from family? No, it's not the like stealing money, but he shares legit GoFundMes. Okay, we're not questioning that. But when it comes to the harm of families, take for example Jasmine Barnes, who relied on like Sean King to help find justice for their family when their daughter died. And you know, Sean King did some shady shit. Like, there are people who are looking to him for justice, who are looking for him when it comes to you know, he puts together these help squads where he tells people in need of money, I'll put you in connection and connect with like people who have money to help you. And then when people reach out to say, hey, I need help with this, he's like, oh, actually, you're not like famous enough to get my help, or I don't think that's something that would like get me the attention I want. So it's like this thing where
he's like, your murder's not big enough.
Not big
How
enough.
How many likes has your murder gotten?
Yeah.
How many retweets has your murder gotten?
He's harming Black people by sort of treating them this way. And then obviously there are the Black women who he, you know, I don't think I've ever heard of Sean King suing a white man who said something about him. And there were plenty of white publications who, you know, were calling him white, who were doing it in a racist way, not in a way like us.
Where Fox, Breitbart. You
know, when it comes to Fox and Breitbart, I'll defend Sean King's blackness all day. That's the only time you'll catch me out here saying
Sean King's only black when Breitbart says he's not.
Yeah. When Breitbart says he's not, then I will say he is. You know, like, white people don't get to make the one drop rule and then be like, but not Sean King. But I can. We can.
We can, but you can't. understand. Yeah.
But it's just so like he's been giving so much power that he really is in a place where he, you know, can sue people. He can hurt people's careers. And that's I think, at this point where you have to point it out.
Right. And I need everyone out there who's listening to understand that there are plenty of people, and hopefully at the end of this episode, I'll put in the notes of this episode some people that you can follow, some people who are legitimately doing social justice in a way that isn't harmful to anyone, so that y'all can get y'all's news and y'all's tea. Because I know, you know, he's one-stop shop for Negro matters. You know, it's like if you're a woke white person, you're like, okay, I followed Sean King on Twitter and on Instagram. I got all my black news. You know what I mean? You can go to every dinner party and be like, did y'all hear about insert murdered black person? I donated to their GoFundMe. You know, like, I get it.
And I signed the petition. Sean King. It's just like white people. I think they just like him because he has the same name as like MLK. I think they just get very confused and they're like, King King, this works. And you know, he makes it so that you don't feel that guilt of like, I didn't go to the protest. I don't know the people in my community. I don't know the actual activists working in my town to fix things, because it's very, oh, we're all in this together and I helped Sean King with this thing that he's doing. And it's like, no, that's not how this works. But it is a way to give him your money.
Right. And Sean invited DeRay, the guy in the vest, which DeRay, you gonna stop wearing that vest, baby, or no? Anyways, I accepted. So DeRay says, I accepted while noting that we needed to have a conversation about fundraising and finances because Janetta Alizi, my friend and colleague, and I were mindful about anything we attach our names to, including fundraising. Sean led the organizations, its chapters, and had primary communication with its members. There were no regularly scheduled updates because, you know, Sean don't do regularly scheduled. That's not how he do, you know?
Yeah, no.
He's a spur of the moment.
That's the thing is, like, Sean King could be such a good scammer if he just has some organizational skills. Like, it's just, if somebody just taught him how to break up his workload, just like send out some BS updates. Like,
nah, Sean is a free spirit. He's an eat, pray, scam. Okay. Yeah. You know, like he eats, he prays, and he wakes up and sometimes he scams. So, and I appreciate it. It's off the cuff. You know what I mean? I love it. It's like jazz. Like Sean King is a free form jazz scammer. He's like, boop, boop, beep, beep, robbery, scoop, da, bop, bop, con.
You know what? What about a, I feel like he just like puts it together. He's like a COVID-19 help squad love care team. Yeah.
Put that on the internet. Skip-a-da-bop-bop. Like, that's just what I think about when I think about Sean King. So shortly after the launch phase of Justice Together, DeRay says that he begins to get emails from volunteers and members expressing a range of concerns about Sean's leadership. They said they were being silenced in the organization or removed when they disagreed or challenged him. They said it was slow or no communication regarding plans, and they were just being asked to amplify his specific ideas and no others. And he forwarded these ideas to Sean, DeRay did, and Sean said that he was going to address the concerns, but then he largely dismissed them and kind of just fired disgruntled volunteers.
Yeah. And did his usual scam where he claims to have a family emergency to avoid addressing something everyone has questions about. This man has so many family. He'll just be like, family emergency. I won't be able to address everybody calling me a liar and a scammer today and pointing out receipts where I clearly lied. I have a family emergency.
You don't have family emergencies when people trying to call you out? Because I do.
You know, it does always tend to happen when my Twitter blows up. That's when I'm like, oh my gosh, somehow.
Yeah, my whole family is having an emergency. All of them.
Right now.
Right now. I gotta go.
Sean King is the emergency, I feel like. Like,
right.
It's just him like rushing to continue to like pay off his white family to keep their mouth shut.
Right. He's like, technically, I am in my family and I am having an emergency. So it is a family emergency.
It is a
family
emergency.
That adds up to me. We still don't know how much money was raised or spent from Justice Together. It's not clear if taxes were ever filed. There is a quote that was insinuating that because Sean King gave back all the money that he made from Justice Together, there was no need to file taxes. I don't know how true that is. Allegedly.
Yeah, I don't think that's how taxes work.
That's not how taxes work.
Yeah, I don't think you get to be like, hey, IRA, I gave it back. Like, we're good
here. Sean King's like, I have the same tax accountant as Wesley Snipes.
And he also,
I got Lauryn Hill's guy.
Yeah. He has this habit of releasing financial documents and using his own team of people and his friends to be like,
we get into
my finances are legit. So it's like, well, he just probably had like a cousin be like, nah, you guys, trust me. He gave that money back. Like,
he's like, I'm going to pay my cousin to look at my books and he going to tell y'all the truth. I mean, this is the kind of forensic accounting that Donald Trump does. So, you know, excellent.
Exactly.
A majority of state directors detailed their experiences with Justice Together and wrote an open letter explaining their thoughts, which was not positive. Sean disbanded the board in the midst of questions being asked by the board. So as soon as the board was like, hey, Sean, we got questions. He said, no more board. Get out of here. Scram.
Who are you to question me? I am the Sean King.
Right. He then sent an email with no notice to the board members alerting them that they were fired. Sean noted that he would make a public accounting on March 1st, 2019. However, the panel was not independent. Each of the people on the panel had a relationship with Sean, just like you just said, exactly. Ashley. Like, he called his cousins and said, y'all get in here and look at my books and then tell everybody I'm legit.
Yeah, just hired his friends, old coworkers to be like, so y'all's paychecks were legit, right? Like... Yeah, so everything, yeah. Y'all were good, right?
Like it feels like when Ellen had people speaking up for her like a month or two ago when she was getting the allegations about how awful it was to work on the show. And that's when I started to see stuff like Jay Leno had a tweet where he was like, Ellen is my friend. She donated $125 million to charity. She is a nice lady. And I'm like, is there a gun in your head, Jay Leno? Who wrote this tweet?
Like, what does Ellen have on all these people that they were like, I'm willingly going to give up my reputation for Ellen?
Like, Ellen is the most wonderful person in the world. And they're like blinking the whole time. It felt like Get Out. Yeah, like we were watching their face. Yeah. Like tears are coming down, but they're smiling.
She's so nice. She's so great. I swear.
It's
like,
I feel
like people who are related, like who work with Sean King are kind of pulled into that spiral where it's, again, you work with him. You know you're doing good work at the end of the day. And you don't want to discredit the movement. You don't want to discredit the good work you are doing by calling him out, so instead you try to make him look legit.
Right. Because as a black person, it's hard for me to do it. Yeah. And also, like, the white people who listen to this podcast, I understand that it's probably even harder for y'all to reconcile with this, because you don't want to be in a position where you're tearing down a black person who seemingly is working for an organization, especially if you're woke or you feel like you're, you know, someone who supports black lives and supports equality. Like, I understand not wanting to challenge
that. And white listeners, again, you are not allowed to call him white, which makes it even harder for you.
I know. It's okay, y'all. We know how hard it is. It's hard for all of us. I'm probably going to get sued for this. I got lawyers, though. Shout out to Grace. Did you only do entertainment law, Grace? Do I need to go get a... let me look at some billboards.
Let's do that up first. Let's look into that.
Right. I'm like, let me look at some billboards real quick. Are you being sued by Sean King? Let me call one of these billboards. Abogato. I'm going to show up represented by Abogato, okay? Because I live in Hollywood, honey. So in 2015, Sean said he raised $500,000 since protests began. In 2017, he said he raised over $5 million in the same time frame. Now he's saying he raised $34.5 million since 2014. He takes credit for 100% of all funds raised in any fundraiser, anything that he's ever posted online, any email blast, any retweet, any like, any subscribe. He takes credit for all the money that you made. In 2015, he defended himself against claims that he misappropriated funds for those that were meant for Bree Newsom. So Bree Newsom, I guess $125,000 was raised from 4,943 people. Sean said, and this is his quote. He says, Sean, so he wrote this quote. I just want to make that clear. And he's writing about it in third person. Sean estimates that his efforts were probably responsible for somewhere near a relatively small $15,000 of the total amount raised. But now, in the latest report, Sean takes credit for 100% of those funds. So,
Yeah, exactly. As soon as you start digging into his money, it's so all over the place. And a lot of times he'll say something like, oh, I take credit for those funds. Or no, those funds went to this place. And then you'll see like his wife is very often hired on the programs he's doing. She'll be listed as like the financial coordinator, and it'll be like, oh, the salary went to pay his wife, and then he counted that as like not going to him but going to the program.
Look, that went to my wife. Now do we have a joint bank account? Yeah, but her name on it too. She made that money.
I mean, if I was Mrs. Sean King, I don't know if I'd go with a joint bank account. I hope she has some on the side. I hope she's scamming him back. I hope that, like, at the end of the day, Sean King's wife like steps away from this and is like, I got my bag.
Yeah, girl, you gotta have you a rainy day fund, sis. Yeah. You gotta have, you know, for when they come for him, girl. When the feds come knocking, like
when the feds come knocking. I hope she's able to just go, I separated the assets. Here is his bank account. I hope her like paperwork and all of her finances are just in line, and Sean King is just bumbling around like, nah, my cousin, he's got this. Like he said he'd help right. with this audit.
You need an earthquake bag, girl. It's like, or you feel the ground rumbling, sis. You grab that bag and you sprint, okay? Yeah. You get out of there. So, Ashley, you alluded to this earlier, but now we're into his next venture, the North Star.
Oh, yes.
So y'all know, the North Star is a reference to Frederick Douglass, who, correct me if I'm wrong, Ashley, had a paper called the North Star?
Yes, and it's named in honor of that original paper, yes. Because yes. Sean King considers himself to basically be Frederick Douglass, I guess. He is the new
He's
North Star.
He's Frederick Douglass. And,
Frederick, yeah.
If you follow Sean King's North Star, you're not going to escape slavery. You're going to end up right back at Massa's house. And you're like, how did that? We did a big loop.
Wait a second. He said the buses were coming, and they that was a scam where Sean King said he was going to bus people into places to vote, and people were like donating all this money. He has so many scams. They were donating all this money so he could arrange buses for voters. He accepted the money, and then all of a sudden, no buses were ever scheduled. Everybody was like, wait, what voters was he even?
What Sean said, I'm the woke Miss Frizzle. He said, I'm the woke Miss Frizzle. Everybody get on my magic school bus. Yeah.
Like, was there even an election? Was he going to take? And then by the time he did his normal pivot of, I bit off more than I could chew, and now I'll be pivoting to a new venture. So.
He was like, I don't know how Miss Frizzle does it. I don't know how she gets those buses. I thought I could. I can't. I am going to keep the money, though. God bless. Yes.
And that is what North Star is. It's just him doing this, but now in the media industry.
Yes. So the North Star was celebrated across social media by prominent voices, including Susan Sarandon, my good sis Susan, Michael Eric Dyson, Megan Mullally, you know, like the girls. They loved this. The company boasted on
people.
Right. And Susan is a queen. The company boasted on Twitter that it already had multiple angel investors and more than 30,000 subscribers, contributing $5 per month for students and $10 a month for general public. So subscribers at the highest giving levels included Sigourney Weaver, Brené Brown, damn, I can't even say her name, and a black billionaire philanthropist, Robert Smith, who gave a healthy $10,000 a month.
How dumb are you to give Sean King $10,000 a month?
Here's the thing, I get it. Like, black liberation is exhausting. Being black is already exhausting. You get up and you wake up tired. You go outside and you're like, damn, is anybody gonna kill me today? Let me try not to get killed. And then don't be a woman on top of that. God damn, that's terrible. Now exhausting. I'm like, I gotta walk with my keys in between my fists just in case I gotta stab somebody in the eye trying to get to my car at Target. You know, like, it's just such a hard existence that I totally get wanting to be like, oh, you want to dedicate your life to fixing all the things that are horrible? Here's money. I will go work my little black ass off, and I will give you my money for liberation, please.
And make it happen.
I'm too busy for liberation today.
Yeah. But to look at all of the people who could do the work with that money and to go, Sean King and the North Star, that's the one that deserves 10. And also, like we've said, this is not new in his scamming career. Like, presumably this person would have looked at a resume and gone, he couldn't even lead a church. What do I think he can do with $10,000 every month?
He's got excellent branding.
Great branding.
Excellent branding. So it's unclear how much has been raised since the soft launch in November 2018, but with tens of thousands of members paying monthly, it's curious that there's not been a daily news program as promised. Several staffers in the initial phase were hired and laid off, and the Atlanta studio is no longer in use. What's interesting about this, too, is like they had this Atlanta studio. Sean King basically thought he was about to start CNN. But for niggas.
Yeah.
Yep. It's like, see in niggas.
Yeah. Like, he was like, it's going to have everything. Podcasts, video, articles, like live chats, live everything. We're going to be on every platform. He was like this right out the gate.
MS Negro BC, you know, like it was about to be lit. And the issue was his staffers were like, okay, Sean, we don't have the resources. This is going to be more of a mom and pop startup. Like we don't have all of these things. And so he had these reporters or these anchors and they would do these segments and Sean would reach out to them and be like, you know, I just want you guys to get out there and be your best black selves, said one staffer. And the woman was like, I felt like he was telling me to be blacker, like, and it felt weird. You know what I mean? Like, and as someone who, look, we can't say that Sean King's white,
but
that's a very white request. When anybody tells you to be blacker or like sassy, that's the code word that I always get in television is like, be sassier. It's like, we know what you're saying. You're like, nigga it up. And then we're like, what?
Do the dance. Come on.
Do the dance.
Come on.
We hired you for the dance and there's watermelon on the table. Now get to work.
I would like to know if they had watermelon in the North Star offices. If anyone can get us that information, I think it would illuminate a lot about Sean.
If they didn't, I would be highly disappointed. There should have been watermelon in the fridge all the time. And we talk about that. That whole trope about black people loving watermelon just comes from racist white people who were pissed off that when black people were freed as slaves, a lot of them became sharecroppers and they started growing watermelon and they would make a lot of money from it. So as soon as they started making a lot of money from it, white folks was like, look at those niggers with their watermelon and try to make it into this bad negative trope because I don't know what it is about some racist white folks, but boy, they say they hate us, but every time I turn around, they in the bushes just looking. Like, what? Why are you so bothered? Leave us alone if you don't like us. You said you want separate but equal. You can be separate from us. Get away.
Go be separate. Go get your own watermelons. It's fine. Leave
every
us.
Time I turn around, they're like, what y'all niggas doing? But we hate you.
Fucking, what you making delicious ass watermelon, different drinks with it and shit, getting all creative, putting salt on it.
Salt. Is that, and then, you know, and then Latinos are like, is that tajin?
Tajin?
Well, then get on every corner. So, like, you know, it's just, it's crazy. But yeah, so that was the whole thing with the North Star. Like, he thought it was going to be this big thing. Obviously, it went down the tubes, like many of the things that he's done. Yeah. And he slowly kind of dismantled it and fired it.
Yeah, the website is still up. It's actually kind of funny. It's sad. Like, somebody will occasionally push out, like, what is clearly an article that was written a very long time ago about just some, like, template subject. And there's, like, one article every, like, 3 months that's just, like, ways you can help activists. It's just like very general, like evergreen stuff.
And here's one thing about holding
on to that corpse.
Yeah. And here's one thing about the North Star that I do want to point out before we move on from this, because honey, there's more businesses.
Yes.
When he was raising money for the North Star, Sean King said that white supremacists were hacking the website. He said, they're crashing the website. The white supremacists are really out here, you know, coming for me. Y'all got to donate more money to stop them. The KKK is hacking into my website. and DeRay McKesson says this was in fact untrue. Instead, the site had been built poorly and just needed better technological infrastructure. Yep. So when the site was crashing, because he done went on GoDaddy and was like, give me a freedom website. Yeah.
He's like, why is my GoDaddy account having issues?
Why is my GoDaddy account crashing? He said, it's the white supremacists.
Yeah, which also tied to another scam because he then went, what if I create an app where people can identify Nazis and white supremacists so we can dox them and figure out who's doing this? And people were like, what? There's no website where you could just upload a picture of a white man and be like, who's this racist? Like, what are you trying to? But people gave money to create this app.
Which is crazy. Who is this racist.com? That feels like that Guess Who game where you like flip up the pictures. Yeah. It was like, y'all flip.
And then in reverse, it's just like, oh man, this is a white man from Kentucky.
What am I supposed to do with this information? Sean, like, thank you, I love you. So, flip the Senate. a tasty treat.
Gosh.
Flip the Senate is a tasty treat, guys. Sean announced flip the Senate. You know what I will say about him is like, Sean may not be able to follow through the scam, but boy, is he good at branding. Whoo!
He's so good at branding them. And
I'm just excited.
Yeah, this one is a beautiful, beautiful like branding opportunity. You'll get into it.
So Sean announced that Flip the Senate. He noted that the organization would reclaim the Senate in all 50 states by 2020.
And we know goal, Sean, all 50 states in 2020.
All 50. All 50. 11.
He said, we're doing it. Whole country. One go. 2020. My year.
Which, like, y'all know it's 2020 right now, right? And boy, oh boy, is nothing worked out the way that we planned. But in reality, only 34 of the 100 seats are up for re-election in 2020. So not only did this, he didn't even do a quick Google. Y'all, this is a one Google. Just one Google would have told you that only 34
seats. Just how many seats are open in 2020? That's all he had to do. Child. Like, that's the pure laziness he is coming to these scams with.
Which is why I can't say that he's black, because I just don't know any black people who are this goddamn lackadaisical.
Our scams are thought out. Our scams, you know, we are checking dots. We are making sure, checking the numbers, not getting caught up when people go, there aren't 50 seats available that year.
There is a privilege in these scams. People quickly noted that if he was focused on the Senate, then people should give money directly to the candidates, not to an umbrella organization called Flip the Senate. So it's like, Sean, if we flip in the Senate, don't we just need to get his money to the people who are running?
To the people running for Senate? Like, why would I give it?
No. Give it to me. Give it to me. Black Sean King. Yeah. And then I'm going to give it to them.
And then I'll give it to them. And then it changed into his usual thing of, oh, I'll connect candidates with people who have money, and I'll put them in touch to give them the money, which is like, what? I think they know how to find donors, Sean King. I don't think anybody was out here to like,
they need me. They need me, Black Sean King. Yeah. Hold on. I got to put some Murray's grease in my hair because I'm black.
Then I can lead the people. We're going to flip all 50 seats. Then I funnel some money. And of course, people, I'm sure you'll get to this part.
No, go ahead.
I was just, like, people called it out. People were like, hey, this doesn't make any sense. You should just give the money directly to the people running. And Sean was like, you know what? You're right. He put out a whole email, a statement that was like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to give all the money that we raise, any money we do raise, to the people running. And if you still go to his website, if you look at any like recent email he sent out over the past just like 9 months, he still asked for direct donations to Flip the Senate.
And I have to say, this is alleged, but there's a woman on Twitter who has spoken up about, she was donating to the North Star. And after the North Star was disassembled or disbanded, you know what I mean? Like it ended.
Yeah.
They were still taking money out of her account.
Yeah.
She tweeted Sean King and she said, hey, I thought y'all had canceled this, so why is my coin still being removed? And he blocked her. And that happens a lot. And I was really disappointed because it was just a nice little white lady who actually tweeted me and was like, I was giving him the coins and he wasn't giving me the news.
I'm glad, you know, she did better than most white people. She followed up. She was like, let me see what happened.
And she didn't even come at him in an accusatory manner. She had a screenshot of the tweet where she was just like, hey, Sean, I just want to know like where my funds were going. He was like, you shut your mouth. He blocked her quick. So let's move into his next scam. God damn, y'all. This is a little bit of a longer episode.
Scams. We haven't even gotten to my favorite scam.
Haven't gotten to my favorite scam. So we're getting there. So Red Record, which is a podcast that Sean launched, it appeared that he was subsuming this under the Justice Together brand as well as working on it separately.
Yeah.
According to Ariel, he recruited a young black organizer to assist him, then lied to her and removed her from the project and proceeded alone. And he used her ideas, but then discarded her. She writes about her experiences on Twitter. So if you want to find Ariel on Twitter, that's A-U-R-I-E-L-L-E. He was like, oh, I'm going to start a podcast. Hey, black woman, help me out, queen. All right, queen, actually, get the fuck out. But I will keep these ideas.
I'm
going to
take your ideas. And that is something that, again, you see over and over again where people are like, hey, he said he was going to do this, like, write this thing or write this book, but a lot of this is plagiarized. And a lot of this, like, article allegedly plagiarized. It's all allegedly taken, but you can see these women on Twitter, these black women who went to Ferguson and worked with him, and how their writing has these same ideas, and it's very clear this probably didn't just come from Sean.
Now here's my personal favorite.
Okay.
Ain't no mountain high.
Oh, it's my favorite
enough.
Too. That's
to
my
keep
too.
Me from scamming you, babe.
Oh, yeah.
Sean King said he was going to climb 7 mountains on 7 continents.
Seven
of them things. In 2011, Sean began raising money to climb 7 mountains.
It was the Tell the Mountain to Move campaign. Which, yeah, just the audacity of that. I'm Sean King, and I'm going to tell this mountain to move.
All listen, seven in the Black Church. Them. In the Black Church, Sean has done his research on blackness, okay? Because Tell the Mountain to Move is the blackest campaign I've ever heard from a church standpoint. The audacity of this man. So he says he's going to climb 7 mountains, and he quit after how many days, Ashley?
Oh, he quit, I believe it was after 6 days.
Say 6. I got 4.
Okay. So technically, it wasn't even the start of the 7 mountain thing. So he went to a summit for training. And this is when he left the church. Like, this is what he left his church for. Like, these people were like, you took our church away. You took our weekly praise away. And he was like, peace, deuces. I got to go climb 7 mountains. But also, could you give me money to fly my family out so they could also enjoy these mountains with me?
To get flued out. He got his family flued out.
Got his family flued out. And so then he got there, and I think like with the family, and when he actually got to, he was like, they were all hanging out. He was like, now I'm going to go to this summit for training to prep myself, to get ready for this challenge, to do it. And it is in the training he only lasted 4 days.
And he writes about it in his book.
Yes. His book outlines it really beautifully. Like, it doesn't even try to hide the shame of it.
He was like, we were doing these workouts, and like, you would have to like pretend that you were falling off of this cliff, and then like try to get your axe in the cliff so that you could practice falling off of a mountain. And he said he did it, and then it broke his everything and had to go to the hospital. And then he was like, you know what? Actually, after 4 days, I ain't gonna climb none of these mountains.
Yeah. And he said it also, like, he had some spinal stuff from like college, I guess, or like from
right.
I was like, so then why did you think climbing 7 mountains would be a good fundraiser for you?
He said, I got spina bifida. I was like, Sean.
And it was
he didn't
only
actually say that. I'm joking, yeah. But what?
And when it was only Sean. When I was enrolled in mountaineering school that I realized that might be a problem, and maybe I bit off more than I could chew.
And the first mountain that he was supposed to climb, there are people on Twitter. If you go to Angry Black Lady on Twitter and you search Sean King, you'll find this thread where there were people on there that were like, I climbed that mountain in 6 hours with my family and I was 12. I was like,
Yes. That's the point is that he in the book, it's very, these were the most brutal mountains and brutal trainings you could ever do. And it's like, no, when you actually look, it's like a 6-week, it's like a 6-day program for like middle schoolers and like adults, and you like take different ones just for anyone who wants to get into mountain climbing.
Sean, this was Runyon Canyon.
Right.
This was Griffith like, Park. He was like, I almost got to the observatory.
He was like, I didn't sign up to scam and have to work this hard. Like,
right. That's not why he scams. So Angry Black Lady on Twitter says, I literally can't get over the fact that Sean King raised thousands of dollars to climb 7 mountains, including demanding people give him airline credits for his family so that they could fly to Seattle with him, and then quit after 4 days. 4 days. Boy, oh boy, do I love the mountain climbing. We're not even, guys, I got to get through these because we're getting close to the end of this episode. Life Goals University.
I love this one too. This one is good too. This one is such a just OG scam.
College, y'all. If we don't stop Sean King, he's gonna be the next president. Like,
he's gonna
be
president.
Donald Trump.
Like, he's gonna be the next Trump. Like, all these white people are gonna make this man president. He started a university online.
A university in 2013. Sean charged people $49.99. And I'm sorry, I ain't going to no university with no 99 price point, okay? I don't want to go to $49.99 college.
No, 99
That's
college.
Okay? That sound like them schools Lil Romeo be singing about. I don't want to go to college where they singing to me like, hey, if you want a degree, you gotta come here to university.
You know, $49.99, like, your university is only advertising after 2 a.m. on Comedy Central. Like, it's
if
not
your university got a black man yelling at me, to my, get off your couch, you lazy ass.
Go to college.
I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. So he charged people $49.99 each to teach them about how to plan their lives. He did not follow through on these commitments, duh. And the comment page highlights issues people face. One of the comments says, "Grifter, always looking for your next set of victims." Damn. Damn. It, honestly, college should be $50. Sean is right about that. It should be $50.
It should be $50.
I'm sad that he didn't get people to college that they asked for.
Yeah. And woke, you know, folks. If it had succeeded, I maybe would have enrolled. I would like to learn to scam from Sean King. If you offered a class on that, I would honestly pay.
Sean King, if you ever start teaching robbery 101, we will be there. We will
I'll be
show
there. The girls will be there. People 101. That's the knowledge you can get to black people. Like,
pencil betwixt fingers, ready to take notes. Sean began woke folks. Guys, we're still going. Woke folks began in 2017. Ooh, I love these names. As an online community, largely via email and Facebook to share information and spread news. It appears that he did this until this community could be repurposed into the North Star. So woke folks actually started the North Star. It's like he took woke folks and they said, hey, y'all, I got a new scam. Y'all come on over here to my new
scam. I'll roll it in. And that is something he also does a lot. A lot of times people will be like, oh, I know that like this one didn't work out and was a scam, but then he pivoted and rolled that into this new project. Like when he didn't climb the mountain, all the money people donated, he was like, actually that money was a test run and that was to build a water pump in Haiti. And there was never a water pump in Haiti. He just took that money and then put it into Justice Together.
How do you know, Ashley? Did you go to Haiti to get the water? Did you go over there and try and get an ice cold drink?
You're right. I can't prove it. Allegedly, the people of Haiti said, we don't know Sean King. We never seen a water pump from a Sean King. That's
because y'all ain't been to South Haiti. If you went to South Haiti on the corner of Toussaint L'Ouverture, you would have seen a water pump that Sean King had put in there. Okay?
His name right there, S. King. Courtesy of S. King.
But then the hurricane had blew it away. But it was there. Yeah, but okay?
It was there. He did it.
So, guys, injustice boycott. Can you believe there are more?
We've like scratched like half. Like it's impossible. You need like 3 hours.
We don't have enough time, guys. We might have to two-parter this next season.
Like honestly, like injustice boycott. That is a hilarious name. The Nazi Hunter app. Like we've only scratched the surface. Like
y'all.
The fact that he's a cop?
He does vigilante justice, allegedly. Yes. And he was going on a hunt to find some criminals, and he found the wrong people.
The wrong criminals.
And snitched on them and had them arrested. Yeah.
And people ruined this man's life. And I think the guy died. I think he died. I don't know if he was from sickness, but I am sure in the near the end of his life, dealing with Sean King's silliness was not what that man wanted to deal with. And then all of a sudden it went from Sean King found the wrong people to the police department being like, we believe in Sean King's leads. And this was a case of a girl who got shot. People they were trying to figure out who did it. And Sean King was like, I will be taking tips on Twitter. He literally tweeted, send me tips, y'all. And then went to the police and the police were like, yeah, we trust and believe in Sean King's leads from Twitter. That only happens if you are cool with cops. Why do the cops love Sean King so much?
Right. Why are the cops like, let's take leads? Because Sean King is a white man, allegedly. Yep.
Allegedly.
okay. And what's crazy is Sean King is the quintessential scammer. He is all the makings. He's got the ego. He's got the narcissistic personality. He's got, you know, he knows how to skirt past things. He's very charming. He's very likable. He is one of the most iconic scammers who's alive today. Like, I'm honestly impressed in how well he pivots. In Justice Boycott, he began this in December 2016 on the 61st anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott as a coordinated effort to boycott cities that engaged in practices against the interests of people of color. He fundraised for the organization because, honey, is it even an org if Sean isn't raising a coin? Okay?
Come on.
And
yeah.
Nearly 80,000 people joined the mailing list and the initiative. The organization did not accomplish any boycotts or any sustained actions or have any recognizable impact.
Not a single boycott. Not a one boycott was ever organized.
No cots.
Not a boy, not a cot. 80,000 people said, where are the boycotts? Where are, what are we doing here? We gave you the money. We're on a newsletter. And then Sean, he hasn't even addressed it. Like, I don't think it doesn't come up in anything else. He was just like,
and he's infamous for that. Yeah. He'll just be like, not say anything about it. He's like, I mean, y'all stop buying. That's the boycott. Stop buying, everybody. Y'all quit buying.
Quit buying. It's amazing. Like,
and also, why do you need to raise money for boycotts? Ain't the point of boycotts is you don't spend the money?
You know, you're not spending money. Like, what did he need to raise people money to tell people not to buy stuff? Like, what?
I am confusion.
I don't know what money is necessary to not use a product, Sean. What research did you need funded for that?
Y'all send me $25 so that you don't have to buy things from Walmart. You'll see how this makes sense.
You'll see. It'll make sense long term. Don't worry about it.
It's going to add up, okay? Listen, y'all send me $50 and we boycotting Amazon, all right? Look, Jeff is going to feel it. Like, what? What?
Yeah.
Sean, this isn't even, God, I'm probably going to get sued, y'all. So y'all donate to my my Abogato fund, okay? For my Abogato. Because I'm probably going to get sued by Sean King. But guys, I don't even know if this is the tip of the iceberg. There's so much.
So much. It's just, I don't even know how you could get into all of it.
He needs a movie. It needs to be like the Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Like the scam of the king.
A book series. Like literally just scamming as a pastor, scamming as an activist, scamming as a media head. Like the man has done it all. He has changed the way we even think of scamming.
Oh my God, he's an innovator. Yeah. He's a professional. He's an innovator. He's like, Sean King is one turtleneck away from being Steve Jobs.
Yeah. I'm shocked there isn't some new subscription service. I know he tried to do like a COVID-19 help fund and very quickly people were like, it's a scam. So I feel like
it's getting harder.
It's getting a little harder for him. So I'm just, what is the next pivot going to be for Sean?
Well, celebrities still don't know because Lala during this period, I believe in June, and she hasn't deleted the tweet. Lala tweeted like, y'all, we got to follow Sean King and we got to support him. And everyone, I open the comments.
Everybody.
And every comment is like, sis, no.
No, no. No.
We say no, 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 no. Sean King want money.
It's sadly, sadly, the one mistake Rihanna has ever made.
Oh,
Sean King.
Honor Sean King at the Diamond Ball. We don't talk about it because Rihanna. Listen, I've been in the same room with Rihanna before, and when I tell you the air tastes sweeter, like it just, I was like, I'm breathing the air that Rihanna's breathing. This is crazy. She's a queen, and listen, she's a busy queen. Okay, she didn't know.
Yeah,
she didn't know.
You know, that's her people's fault. That's her people. Yeah. They didn't do their research.
We didn't talk to Savage, Fenty, whoever making a lip gloss needs to be fired.
Who should have been like, we're on this. Because Rihanna's out here. She's a mogul, okay? She was designing. Okay. She was in her work. She didn't have
time. She's putting the girls in panties, okay?
She's like, get out here. Like, no, I don't like that color. No, that moisturizer isn't wet enough for me. She's making decisions. Right. Other people should have been like, Riri, this guy. No.
Right. And being fine. You know how fine Rihanna is. Yeah. That's a lot of energy.
That's a lot. You don't have time to ask questions like, how many mountains did this man say he was going to climb? She doesn't have the time for that.
She don't got time for that. She's shooting a whole coffee table book that costs $20,000.
Yeah.
Okay? And I need it. Now, guys, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements, and we'll be back with the end of the show.
Robbery!
Do you have an unemployed roommate at home? You know who I'm talking about. Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
And fraud! Guys, we're back. And maybe we'll do a two-parter. Maybe Ashley will be back next season and we'll talk more about Sean. Because we've just scratched the surface. Sean King is a king. A king of cons. Scammer of the week. This is when we will highlight a famous charlatan that's really worthy of our praise. And you know, we wanted to keep on the celebrity theme. So scammer of the week is just going to be a bunch of celebrities who have fake online profiles that they use to defend themselves and to give themselves compliments, yes, which I love. So Twitter user Cole Cashwell tweeted Kevin Durant asking him what his motives were to leave Oklahoma City Thunder. Cole Cashwell said, "Man, I respect the hell out of you, but give me one legitimate reason for leaving OKC other than getting a championship." So obviously this was a few years ago. Then someone responded from Kevin Durant's account defending his decision to leave and blaming the Thunder organization and head coach Billy Donovan for the overall makeup of the roster. Twitter user HarrisonMC15 explained, "KD has secret accounts that he uses to defend himself and he forgot to switch them when he was replying to this guy." So he was over here like, "No, listen, this ain't my fault that I'm switching," and didn't realize he was on his official Kevin Durant page. And this is a thing that happens. Another account with Madison Pruitt, for y'all Bachelor fans, she posted a picture of herself and Pete Weber on their first one-on-one date and said, "Woke up feeling super grateful. The most perfect date with the perfect guy." That seemed to be pretty normal until she also commented, "Beautiful date, Maddie. You are so genuine and real," under it.
You know, sometimes I like a little third person, you know, motivation. So that one I can maybe understand.
But how? So she currently has 1.8 million IG followers, Instagram followers, and some people have suspicions that she bought some of the followers and runs her own fan account. She definitely runs her own fan account.
She didn't even switch
the account, but she was like, "You're so beautiful and wonderful, girl. You're such a bad bitch." And it's like, girl, this is you, Maddie. We see you.
Go say it in the mirror, girl. Come on.
Honestly, she deserves to give compliments to herself. And the last one I'm going to bring up is an account that's under suspicion that people think is John Krasinski. The account is called Joey Gorp 85. So someone tweeted, "John Krasinski is a useless silver spoon sucking little bitch, and I'd have no problem telling him and his ugly ass kids with Emily Blunt to their faces. Let's set it up." My biggest fear.
So much heat for John Krasinski there.
Like, John Krasinski just seems like a nice, soft-faced white man. Yeah, like, why is not so much energy for him?
He's telling people good news. The office is fine.
This is honestly one of my biggest fears about growing socially and like people finding out who I am is like people who are just going to start writing things like, "Liz is a fucking thumb-faced hoe-ass skank." Like, why? Why? It's so mean.
What did I do? Like, what did I do that could get you this riled up? Tell me John responded.
I'm like, "John, did you shoot this man's dog? Like, we need to know." So Joey Gorp, who people think is John Krasinski, because the account kind of appeared and then just only has positive tweets about John Krasinski. That's the whole account. I'm like, y'all gotta like realize, so you gotta switch it up. You gotta be like, tweet about some random shit.
Yeah, just be like, I'm also watching Selling Sunset. I hate Davina too. Come on.
Davina is trash.
She's trash. Davina for real.
Oh my God. And Christine. I'm like, y'all are just like the meanest people. The like, meanest y'all are just sad.
Yeah.
That's sad. How you gonna go to somebody wedding and talk about somebody divorced at that wedding?
And Mary's bachelorette party, they ruined it. Horrible.
Oh,
horrible
my people. God. I love how everyone just chases after Mary, and Mary's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I want a Mary life. I want to just fall into everything and everything be so easy and everyone give me everything and chase after my love.
Jason's just like, here's your leads. Here's your leads. You're good. And you're just like, I sell like 10 houses a day.
I make like millions of dollars.
Yeah, I just want to buy a Lamborghini.
Right. And then she's dating that boy who I'm like, that boy don't love you. And you can't even understand him. How you talking about y'all in love? And he's like, listen, house goal tomorrow. And she's like, oh my God, you so crazy. Yeah.
Davina, no wedding. And she's just like, oh, okay, yeah, no, baby, we can work this out. He's like, no wedding, Davina.
What's happening? So this guy says this really mean thing about John Krasinski and his kids. It calls them ugly. And so Joey Gorp 85 responds and says, great. Well, John lives in Brooklyn, so you might get your chance. He's also 6'4" and 200 pounds of muscle and Navy SEAL and weapons trained. I encourage you to find him and do just that. Tell him to they faces. John.
The only person who knows that John Krasinski is weapon trained is John Krasinski.
John Krasinski. Like, we don't know that.
Nobody else.
He's got an 8-inch penis. Yeah. It's also really girthy. Girthy. So pull up.
Nobody's out here like, oh, yeah, the dude from The Office. He's definitely weapon trained.
Yeah, him and Pam. You didn't see when he was weapon trained?
Like,
when he was
Pam? Got it. Like, no, that's John.
Right. Shout out to Office Ladies. Office Ladies, y'all are on Earwolf. Tell us if John Krasinski is weapon trained. We want to know.
You know. Somebody out there knows.
But guys, that brings us to the end of the episode. Ashley, we always ask people, where do you want to be found?
Oh, follow me on Twitter. That's, you know, the place. That's the space. It's The Ashley Ray on Twitter, Instagram, or www.theashleyray.com. That's where you can go watch the full Sean King 35-minute scammer presentation. There's so a link to my Patreon.
Yes. And guys, as always, email us with your scams at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Follow us at scamgoddesspod on all platforms. Follow me if you like nonsense at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms. Guys, I have a TikTok. We went viral on TikTok. It's been very interesting. But my TikTok is Lacey Mosley on TikTok because somebody else is a Diva Lacey. This little white girl. I can't get it back. But she's a child. Y'all don't go after her, okay? She's a bully cute her. Child. But don't bully her. She's a cute child, but I can't get Diva Lacey on there. I had a clean brand all the way across, but I'm Lacey Mosley on TikTok.
Offer her some candy or something. Come on.
That sounds very, you about to get me in jail next to Ghislaine Maxwell.
Be like, I got a Hulu login for you, girl. What you need to get me
there? Girl, you got Disney Plus? Because I could pay for that for the rest of your life.
Put you on my Spotify family plan. I hook you up.
All right, congregation. You know, we always say stay scheming, but you know, stay kinging, okay?
Yeah.
Stay kinging.
He defines the term, Sean King.
Scam Goddess.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade, New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker, London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.